Prices down, positive outlooks. Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Abby Gass. U.S. agriculture's financial health is dependent on exports. As a country, we export 50% of major crops, 70% of fruit, and 25% of pork. In late May, the United States and China began a trade war after President Trump's administration placed a tariff on steel, aluminum, and other commodities. China fired back by adding a tariff on U.S. agriculture products, causing a drop in prices for soybeans, corn, pork, and other exports.
We always got to rely on our China market as well as Japan. China itself uses about 15 billion bushels of our beans here from the United States. So if it was without China and Japan using the amount of beans that they use, the markets really would crash, and then small family farms here would probably be non-existing anymore if it wasn't for being able to export our soybeans and corn to these other countries.
Blake Stewart is a row crop farmer in Henry County. In late May, soybeans reached a high of $10.53 per bushel and now has dropped almost $2 to $8.87 per bushel. Clint Workman farms hogs and row crops in Obion County. He says although prices have dropped recently, there are positive things to look at.
So far, it seems everything's worked out. It just, he's more forward than any other president we've ever had, and it's a little scary to watch what he's doing, but seems to be getting positive results from everything. He's also seen our stock in the stock market really climb since President Trump has come in, which has been very beneficial for us.
Workman continues to say how we may not see or understand everything going on in trade negotiations currently, but we must maintain a positive and supportive attitude.
I have faith in he knows what he's doing. It may be a process to go through, and we may not like everything in that process, but I mean, we elected him into that office, and we've got to stand behind him to trust him to help this country and help the farmers out as well.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Abby Gass.